Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation before the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. And I can run hot, I can run cold, I can do the ridiculous, I could do the sublime. I could talk about Gandolfini, I can talk about living forever. Did you hear what Obama did now? Well, he's on his $100 million trip to Africa to find his roots, him and his wife and daughters. But you have to permit that because, after all, he's entitled to it. He's been so oppressed his whole life. He's entitled to Air Force 1, 2, and 3 on every trip. And you shouldn't even complain about it, because if you do, you're considered a racist, probably. I mean, every president's entitled to a vacation. Just that Nixon himself, I mean, when he wanted to fly from Washington to Florida, didn't even want to use Air Force 1 because he thought it would be tawdry and embarrassing. The people would be embarrassed to think a president would abuse the Air Force 1 like that. But that was then. This is now. Then he was in Ireland, and he said, if Catholics have their schools and buildings and Protestants have theirs, that encourages division. You didn't hear that one? How could a Catholic ever vote for this man again? For that matter, how could anyone who's got more than a 19 IQ ever vote for him again? But let's listen to Obama attacking Catholics and Protestants, and strangely enough, not mentioning the divisiveness of Muslims and mosques. Listen to clip one.
Because issues like segregated schools and housing, lack of jobs and opportunity... Symbols of history that are a source of pride for some and pain for others.
Oh.
These are not tangential to peace. They are essential to it. If towns remain divided, if Catholics have their schools and buildings and Protestants have theirs, if we can't see ourselves in one another, if fear or resentment are allowed to harden, that encourages division. It discourages cooperation.
As he danced off to Germany and then Africa on a $100 million junket. So listen to what this man just said. He said, symbols of history that are a source of pride for some are pain for others. So in other words, a B-24 bomber is a source of pride to an American, but it's a source of pain to Nazis and the descendants of Nazis. Let's see what else. The Statue of Liberty is a source of pride for Americans, but it pains radical Islamists who hate freedom. Let's see what else he means by symbols of history. You don't understand, the man is a radical Marxist. He's not even a subtle Marxist anymore. Literally, if you take his statements apart, the man is a clear, forget about it. It's summertime. You'd rather talk about him again. I did this yesterday before everyone else. It was a good show on James Gandolfini, the star of The Sopranos. I'm not going to do it again, although many of you want me to do it again. You missed yesterday's show. You missed one lesson of the Savage Nation. And how I tied it into News of the Day was, as I said, why is America fascinated with gangsters? Why is America fascinated with gangster movies and gangster books? And then I compared, really, a crime family to the leadership of some nations, some imaginary nations. You know, the head guy who flies around as he wishes. Yeah, this guy flies around the world, does what he wants, answers to nobody. Whatever. So I'd rather talk about immortality, because there's a guy named Ray Kurzweil. Who is he, Neil? I don't even know who he is. Apparently some big guru of computing, who says that our knowledge and our ability to compute is going to double every 2 years. And so if he runs the numbers, we're going to be able to live forever. Not as a person, though, but in a non-biological form, which I don't quite get. I'll be made on a computer? Is that it? I don't really understand this that well, because I grew up in the pre-computer age. Anyway, this lunatic thinks that, well, listen to what he says in clip two.
Well, we're going to become increasingly non-biological to the point where the non-biological part predominates and the biological part is not that important anymore. In fact, the non-biological part, the machine part, will be so powerful it can completely model and understand the biological part. We'll also have non-biological bodies. We can create bodies with nanotechnology. We can create virtual bodies and virtual reality that The virtual reality will be as realistic as real reality. The virtual bodies will be as detailed and convincing as real bodies.
All right, so he's a futurist author. In other words, he's a science fiction writer. But he says it in such a matter-of-fact way that people are starting to say, maybe he's right. So I thought that we should talk about living forever. And I wanted to ask my audience tonight, would you want to live forever? I remember when I was young, I asked that question of the elderly around me, and they all said, no, I wouldn't want to live forever. I didn't understand it, because as a youngster, I wanted to live forever. In fact, I always thought I would live forever. In fact, I feel as though I have lived forever. But at this stage of my life, there are a lot of ups and downs about living forever. I mean, I could answer the question this way. Say, okay, do you want to live forever? Well, under what circumstances? Do I want to live forever? What, with everyone I love dead? No. Do I want to live forever in this body? No, of course not. So they're going to make a virtual reality body? How does that work? Can I have one right now so he could sit here in front of the microphone so I can go sailing? What do you mean a virtual reality body? I think that these people are actually schizophrenic. Many of the science fiction writers are schizophrenics. And there's an awful lot of schizos out there who read sci-fi, who believe it. UFOs they believe in. They believe in moon landings, their tinfoil hats. They believe Obama's a savior. So let's listen to clip three now. You can call me if you want on this topic.
Well, I think we'll have a choice of bodies. We'll certainly be routinely...
Wait, I'll have a choice of bodies? I'll have a choice of bodies? I will take the body of a supermodel. Can I have that, please? May I have the body of a supermodel? I'd like to become her. I can have a supermodel. You could just pick one in a supermarket? Would I want to be a supermodel? That's an interesting question. I can't think that life is very easy. You know, everyone says, oh, she's gorgeous. Wow, she's unbelievable. I can't imagine the pressure of being a supermodel. And then, here's the big then, what about a supermodel who's 45? I mean, have you seen some of the actresses at age 45 who were 20? When they walked in a restaurant, people lost their appetites because of the beauty. I mean, I've told you about it. There's some of them when they walked in, men could never, they couldn't eat the meal after that. The wife asked them what happened. They said they don't feel good. They took one look at her from behind. They couldn't eat anymore. Then at 45, they become environmental wackos. Because they've lost, you know, I had an old quotient on this, and I'll see if I can recall it, which is it's called the LD, the lower the derriere, the higher the liberal quotient. The LD and the HL are inversely proportional. So the lower the derriere, the higher the liberal quotient. And that, for example, Goldie Hawn, when she was 20, she walked in a room, men couldn't eat for days. She was unbelievable, drop dead gorgeous, right? Eh, she got older and lost it, and the derriere, you know, time and gravity does it to everybody. As the derriere went down, her liberal quotient went up, and she started embracing crazed liberal causes. So, you know, in that sense, I don't know that I really want to be a... We age better as men. We're very lucky. That's the thing about being a man that is an advantage to being a man. Men age better than women. It's a known biological fact. I don't know why. I don't exactly know. Probably because women... bear children. It's very hard on women. It's very hard being a woman, by the way. Murder. And men should have compassion for their wives and daughters, because they do have it harder than you do. I mean, it's just a biological fact. Maybe that's considered sexist to say it, but it's true. Then, of course, we could talk about the dunce in chief saying that Catholic schools are divisive. Is there a Catholic left in America who is that stupid that they ever vote for this naked communist again? Yeah, probably, because your priest tells you to and your deacon tells you to. Why? Because there's money in it. The government, I mean, I told you they're on a government media complex. How about the government church complex? How about the government religion complex? He's triangulated the churches. What do you think they're in favor of illegal immigration for? They need people to sit in the churches. I mean, the churches have hollowed out. There's no one in there anymore. So who do they need? They need the third worlders in there. That's all. 855-407-282. It's summertime. If you want to talk about living forever or any of the other topics, I like that one about we'll have a choice of bodies. I want one right now to sit here in front of the microphone so I can get onto my boat and get out of here. Let me hit clip four. Maybe this will excite them.
If we had radical life extension only, we would get profoundly bored. We'd have a profound existential ennui, running out of things to do and new ideas.
Right.
But that's not what's going to happen.
Oh.
In addition to radical life extension, we're going to have radical life expansion.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have millions of virtual environments to explore. We're going to literally expand our brains, right now we only have 300 million pattern recognizers, but we can make that 300 billion or 300 trillion. We can expand it.
I don't run out of things to do. I mean, at night I can watch any number of movies. I can watch history. I can watch morons make idiots of themselves in reality shows. I can see women who look like post-op transvestites calling themselves reality stars. I mean, to me, this is amazing. Television is the most amazing instrument ever invented when you think about that. I've never run out of interesting things to do. It doesn't mean I don't get bored. I do. But what I do is I take my boredom and I turn it into creativity. What do I need you to create it for? So I'll ask you the question again. Would you like to live forever? And if so, why? Because this is now suddenly in the news. Because he thinks he knows what he's talking about. Remember, I've heard this before in the 50s. Remember, science fiction in the early 50s predicted that by now we'd be flying around with jetpacks on our back. Each of us would be personally transported with a jetpack. So far, that hasn't happened. Or we'd be able to mentally commute from our home to wherever we wanted by mind. The telepathy thing is very interesting. That's an interesting one. I wonder if we're going to have telepathy. Some of us inherently have telepathy, incidentally. We can read other people's minds. We can project our minds into others. I think we're called leaders. People who can do that. Take a guy like Obama. He has telepathy. He can read the mind of the average moron adult. Obama can read the mind of the illegal alien who doesn't speak English. And he can project into their mind the most vile thoughts about racism, hatred, and offer them trinkets. And they'll, of course, think he's a great man. So in a way, our president already has telepathy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on Earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free Right to Own Gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the Right to Own Gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
KSFO traffic, San Francisco, new problem. Southbound 101 says Chavez blocking the left lane. It's a crash. Traffic backed up on 80. That is slow across the upper deck from the metering lights. Bay Bridge toll plaza backed up as well. Giants game tonight making San Francisco busier than it needs to be. Northbound 101, slow and go. Richardson Bay Bridge up to Sir Francis Drake. Eastbound 80, slow out of the maze to Pinole Valley Road. South Bay 880, northbound slow from 101 up towards Auto Mall. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you're an executive looking to make a change in your career, you know that it takes commitment, focus, and a healthy dose of inspiration. In other words, change doesn't come easy. But if you're up for it, we're up for it. Pursue your executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management, and from day one, you'll see how we do things differently. We offer a unique 19-month program where classes meet once every 3 weeks to fit your schedule at our Santa Clara graduate campus. And because the real world is often the best classroom, we offer students a chance to do a live case study on their own company. No, change doesn't come easy, but when it does, it can change everything. With our 20-year history, the Executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management could be just the change you're looking for. To learn more, visit bschool.pepperdine.edu or call 800-766-5062.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
The last time we expanded it with the frontal cortex, we created language and art and science. Just think of the qualitative leaps that we can't even imagine today when we expand our neocortex again. We'll be thinking grander, deeper, more hierarchical thoughts than ever before. Right. Creating whole new institutions like art and science that, that we could not articulate. So we're not going to get bored. If that weren't the case, then I think, you know, living for hundreds, thousands of years would be a profound philosophical nightmare. But instead, we're headed for radical life expansion.
So we're listening to a science fiction writer, and I appreciate it, you know, individual thinking and creative thinking, who says that one day we're going to have a choice of bodies, we're going to have a virtual reality, etc. And my friend Dr. Sarfati, who's a physicist, I had Indian lunch with him today. I don't think we expanded our lives with the lunch. I can't be sure. I got a mild headache from it. Maybe I ate too much cumin on the side. He just sent me an email saying, one idea is that your conscious memories can be uploaded into a computer, then downloaded into a younger clone body from your DNA. But so far, it's only sci-fi. Well, weren't they 8mm movies and then pictures? I mean, what do you mean? Your consciousness? I've been writing books now, 30 books or so. So that's my consciousness is put into books and journals. Because I've always known, I mean, it's a limited lifespan, you know. It's like a shelf life. I always knew that I had to make my mark on Earth ever since I've been a kid. Because of, you know, childhood stuff that happened. I figured, okay, you die soon, you die young, you die this. So make your mark while you're alive. I always try to do it. I didn't hit the level that I wanted to, but I've done the best I could, and I haven't stopped yet. Each show is an art, is a performance art, and each show is recorded. You know, I played my shows from 2001 the other day, 2002 the other day on immigration to show you how long I've been into this topic. And younger people who said, I grew up listening to you, Savage, when I was in diapers, they said, your voice is identical. You haven't aged one iota vocally. How do you explain that?
Wilbur Cracky, I used to be very excited about the immigration thing, but, well, as I've slowed down in time, I can't get too worked about that anymore, young fella. I just don't have it anymore. I'll leave it to them younger guys over on the TV shows to get excited over it. I know they don't mean a hell of a thing they say, but it sure sounds good coming out of their ears.
Did you hear me a couple of years ago? Listen to play clip 27, just for a second.
Let's you know, there's an interesting trend going on. I know several people have moved out of the West Coast to move east, if you can believe it. They're leaving the West Coast. It's become a third world cesspool in the major cities. It's a third world cesspool. And don't tell me that all immigrants are equal. Don't tell me that, because I know it's a big lie. And when my father came over here, and my grandfather, they didn't throw their furniture out of the window.
Okay,
but
you
now
get the picture. See, the voice is the same. And my anger at that time was higher, I'll admit. So it's being copied today by people who are copying my act. Good luck to them. That was from 2001. That's 12-year-old radio. I mean, I listen, you know, I got to tell you something. The age of the righteous indignation is long over in radio. You know what? My opinion, I'll tell you my opinion. Take it for whatever it's worth. I'll share it with you. The few people who listen to me on the 200 stations, whatever the number is, doesn't matter, really. There are people who have listened to me, not, you know, fanatically for 19 years. Every day they never miss it. They feel that they're going to get a migraine if they miss me. I'm a part of their mental geography, Uncle Mike. But nevertheless, here's what I think is happening. The corruption of the government is so overwhelming. The loss of a two-party system, even the symbols of a two-party system are so far gone. The semblance of a democracy, the semblance is gone. The overreaching spying by the government, the lying SOB here, the lying SOB there, the abuses by Obama and Michelle are on the level of a royal leader. It's unbelievable to me. So the people said, you know what? I know how bad it is. I don't want to hear these guys scream about it anymore. I can't take it because, you know what? It don't matter. I'm not wasting my time listening. So it's like, think of a huge theater, a 5,000-seat theater, a dark theater. So you still have in the front six rows in the dark theater fanatic listeners to this kind of rhetoric. It doesn't mean the rhetoric is false. It's true. The rest of the theater is blank. Everyone walked out. They walked out quietly. They walked out backwards. They don't want to hear it anymore. Why? They were duped. They voted for, they thought they could elect a Republican, and Obama stole the election. Why? Because the Republicans wanted to throw the election. That's how Obama stole the election. In other words, they were had again. So that's what they feel. So I figure, I don't want to hear it anymore. Even though that guy's screaming and yelling and this and that, I hear this, I hear that. They don't want to hear it. As younger guys who might be, let's say, nationalistic or conservative, they don't want to hear it anymore. So I'll talk about what I'm going to talk about and let the chips fall where they may. That's my theory.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, you get free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Dumbarton Bridge along the highways, along the causeway, getting reports of a stalled car. It's on the right lane. They're in the right lane. Traffic's going to be slow across the bridge right now. Eastbound 580. And the Altamont Pass North Flynn Road have a crash. Left lane is blocked. Traffic backed up into Livermore from about before Vasco Road right now, even north first. We've got slow traffic for you. Eastbound 80 getting from Pittsburgh, eastbound 4, that is, from Pittsburgh into Antioch. The crash at Lone Tree blocking a lane. It is slow on Highway 80. Westbound from before University down to the Maze. Slow at the Bay Bridge. Toll Plaza lights are on and bumper to bumper to San Francisco. Southbound 101, Cesar Chavez. New crash in the left lane. Giants game tonight as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Mancini Sleep World. What's keeping you from getting a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy and save big. It's their Best Buys mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
La, la, la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a three-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Mike is live. It's live with Mike.
When the lights go down in the city. And the sun shines on the bay.
Some music is incredible. Look at the music that's lasted for centuries because it's so great. I doubt rap music will be around for 500 years. So Ray Kurzweil says we're going to live for hundreds of thousands of years and hundreds of thousands of forms. He's a genius and a science fiction writer. He invented the Kurzweil reading machine, the first device to transform print into computer spoken words, which enabled blind and visually impaired people to read printed materials. This technology was regarded as the most significant advancement for the blind since Braille's introduction in 1829. An MIT graduate, a genius in computer science, no question about it, right? And he's a pioneer in artificial intelligence, the author of The Age of Intelligent Machines, The Age of Spiritual Machines, etc. So you have to take his ideas seriously. It doesn't mean that he's going to be 100% predictive. But the question is, would you want to live forever? And if he says, as he did earlier in the soundbite, we'll have a choice of bodies, life extensions, we can become new people. I wish to God that machine existed today and Obama could walk through it and come back as an American president. Wouldn't that be wonderful if they could march Obama through Kurzweil's wave machine and the president comes back as an American? Wouldn't that be incredible to have actually an American president again? Who doesn't say people instead of, he didn't even use the word citizens the other day. He said American people. See, to Obama, there are no citizens. You're just a number. It's every way you turn, the man is a disaster. A disaster. Attacks Catholics and Protestants about divisiveness. And Ireland doesn't say a word about Muslims in Europe and their divisiveness. Nothing. So you got to put the, you know, one and two together and come up with three. But it comes back to we the people saying, would you want to live forever? Yeah, here's something. You can say, hey, what's he talking about that for? He's avoiding the hard topic of immigration. Because I've done it for 13 years, 19 years, actually. Let others do it. Let the others scream their heart out over it because the deal is done already, okay? The pork has already been cut up. The roast pork's been cut up already by both parties. Forget about it. You know what I'm saying? You're doing nothing to stop it. The sellout frauds. Look, you expect this from the Democrat Socialists. You understand where they're coming from. And you hope that there were some Republicans who would stand up to them. Who? The ice cream man from Miami? The boy from Miami that they found and made into a senator? So forget about it. Get used to it. They're nice people. They're very nice. The other day I had trouble using a cash machine somewhere to get on a ferry. I couldn't use it. I don't know what was wrong. I have a PhD, two master's degrees. I've written 30 books. I couldn't use my credit card to get on the Golden Gate Ferry to come back from the city after the show. It was so complicated. You know who helped me? Three Spanish-speaking ladies. They were like from El Salvador, the sweetest people on earth. Nice people. White women wouldn't have helped me. I mean, truthfully. They saw me doddering around with a credit card. They're saying, what is this? What kind of machine is this that I can't use it? And they laughed and they helped me. What the heck? You know what I mean? I could live anywhere. I always wanted to see the floating gardens of Xochimilco, so what the heck? Maybe the whole country will become the floating gardens of Xochimilco. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Would you want to live forever? Is the putative topic that we are working with. It is the hook that I have used to bring you into the show. Or if you still want to talk about why you love gangster movies. He lived for 40 minutes, they tried to resuscitate him, but it was in Italy. What do you expect? I wonder if he had had the heart attack, God forbid, here, Gandolfini, if he'd still be alive. I mean, let's face it, who has the best EMTs in the world? We do. We do. Absolutely the best trauma centers in the world are in America, the best EMT guys. In Italy, they could have taken a lunch break on the way over to the hospital, on the way to the hotel to get him. Or when they got him, they could have taken a cappuccino break. I don't know what happened. They worked on him. They didn't work on him. Oh, look, it's sad. It's a very personal topic to me. My father died of a heart attack, and he crawled in the back of a store and died. It's sad. But what are you going to do? It's the way of all flesh. What, would you rather have cancer? I had an Italian doctor friend who said to me, look, we're going to die of something. He said, wouldn't you rather die of a quick exit, or you want to suffer for 5 years and let the doctors pull you apart and rape you and turn you into a 90-pound shell and then steal every dime you have with experimental drugs, giving you false hope? I said, it's a nice choice. I think I'll go out to Joe's bar right now and have a couple of drinks. I don't drink anymore. Isn't that horrible? Remember how I used to boast about it? A couple of drinks a night after the show. On my new diet, I have no desire for alcohol. I don't understand this. I could have stumbled on like a dietary antabuse. I have to use it for a certain number of months before I can say that definitively. On my new diet, my new high alkaline diet, I have no desire for alcohol. I can't stand it. I have a sip of it. I spit it out. Would you believe this? Maybe I'm onto something. I don't know. It's possible. Maybe I'll write a nutrition book next. In addition to everything else, maybe I can help alcoholics by putting them on a different diet. They wouldn't crave it. It's just like you can't stand it. I used to pride myself. Do you remember me on the radio 10 years ago, what I used to say in a cheerful way, that the American Medical Association says we should drink two drinks a day. It's healthy for us. And the British medical authorities claim that we should have 5 absolute ounces of alcohol a day for optimal health. I said, I tend to follow the British theory. I said it with, you know, a certain degree of humor. I was like Twain-esque. It was funny. But I did. Generally, if I drank at all, it was 3 to 5 a night after a show. I had to black it out, right? I can't touch this stuff anymore. Beer is toxic. Wine gives me a smasher. So, well, there's nothing left. No, I'm not going to medical marijuana. It's poison. It's part of the drugging of America to turn everybody into a paranoid lunatic who will vote Democrat socialist forever, run naked in the street like Brazilians. Done them a lot of good down there. Sex in the gutters. They're a great country. Yeah, Copacabana. So what do you want to talk about? Oh, aging. What do you want to live forever? Let's talk to Joe on WABC in New York. He picked on something. Picked up something I said before. Go ahead, Joe. What's on your mind?
A lot of things. You mentioned about women having it worse than men. I totally disagree with you, and I can conflate it with the topic of living forever. You know, if you play the song "Love Is a Many Splendored Thing," one of the lines is "Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living," and it seems that in this society, it's the women who demand and get all the love. They're the love objects. They're the sexual celebrities. And men are the sexual supplicants. We have to beg them, you know, to give us attention.
I like that. That's very well put. That sounds very, very erudite of you. But it seems to me that you're not getting any lately. You seem like you're in trouble right now.
Yeah, and I think that millions of men are in the same boat as me. And what's the point of living when women can, you know, when women wake up in the morning, they have to face the problem of how do they fend off all the sexual attention that they're going to get during the day and the weeks. And, you know, their problem is they get too much sexual attention.
Wait, Joe, men, hold on. Joe, this is not bordering on misogyny. This is bordering on perhaps you should consider a gender switch or a gender identity disorder here. Are you jealous? Do you want to be a woman?
Well, like I say, I would say yes, definitely.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. This isn't a very interesting question. But the thing is this. How do you know that you won't come back as a woman?
I mean, I hope so, you know.
Yeah, but here's the problem, but you won't know it. In other words, that's the whole thing about reincarnation that doesn't hold water for me. It's like, so what? So I was something before, but since I don't remember it, what good is it? So that's the whole thing about, oh, yeah, he was a bad guy. He did this. He robbed everybody, da-da-da-da-da. So he's going to come back as a worm. You think the worm remembers that he was a lawyer in New York? He doesn't remember that.
Well, anyway.
So that means the worm would have to have a higher consciousness than we do about past lives. Anyway, but so you're jealous of the fact that women are objects of attention. My statement was a little different, Joe. I can't speak to that. I was saying that men age more gently than women. It's a well-known fact that women age much more rapidly than men.
Yeah, but most women through their 60s, let's say, so 60 years of life, and they have, you know, they have a ball. They're basically, you know, men.
Where do you live? Do you live in Boca Raton? I mean, where they have the artificial, down there they don't have artificial intelligence. There is no intelligence in Boca Raton. They have artificial hips, artificial breasts, artificial faces, artificial personalities, all for the bank account. But where do you actually live where this goes on? Oh, you're from New York, right?
No, I'm from the world. I'm from the planet Earth. I don't know why.
Joe, we're having a good time here. Were you ever married?
And have it better than
Joe,
women.
Joey boy. Joe, were you ever married?
No.
Did you have a dating? Ever date?
Why do you make it, you know, it's not, the issue is not Joe. The issue is men. Can you focus on that, Mike? It's men versus...
I can. I'll go where you want to go. I mean, it's a talk show, and I want to be nice to you tonight, but I don't know what you're saying, really, other than you sound horny and frustrated that you haven't gotten a girlfriend in a long time, if ever.
My parents, we had something. We had some type of a trade-off. But with the feminist movement, it's now 100% for women, and men, you know, goodbye. We don't need... It's the end of men. We don't need men at all.
I don't know. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you at all. Men tend to look good into their 70s.
What good is it if you look good? If a woman never looks at you, what good is it?
We have to make this about Joe, not about men. I have an 85-year-old friend who dates 35-year-old women. How is that possible?
A lot of money. He's got some.
Thank you. Well, that's true. That happens to be a fact.
Please.
And he knows it, too, but nevertheless, he dates them.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's a small percentage of men that seem to get all the women's attention, but the majority of men.
Oh, come on, you're not saying Bill Clinton gets all the women that are looking for men around, are you?
What's that?
You don't say Bill Clinton gets all the women, do you?
People like Bill Clinton; those are the ones that dominate.
Yes, because he's an alpha male with a lot of money. He's a rogue. He's a complete fraud. Women like frauds.
Women love those.
I was told that many, many decades ago. Women are attracted to frauds.
Yeah.
Women are attracted to roguish frauds. They like it.
I mean, it's
because they know they're going to be deceived by men anyway. They may as well have a liar right up front. Mm-hmm. Is that overgeneralizing? I mean, honestly, Joe.
No, I think that, the nice guys just, we have no chance whatsoever.
Well, that's true. Nice guys don't finish last. They don't finish at all.
Excitement.
But you got it. It's too late anyway. Joe, by this point, it's much too late. Let me explain something. Let's say you were a sensitive, nice young kid, right? You found out right away that the bad guys were getting all the girls, right? And you knew that when you were 13. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, well, Mike.
Wait. Take it a step at a time. Let's go back to your pre-pubescent age when you were just becoming aware of it all. Who did the girls? They were attracted to the roguish bad guys, weren't they?
Let me give you one.
You won't answer. But what your mistake was is you tried to be a nice guy and you thought it would work for you.
Let me give you one.
You should have changed then. You should have hardened up. You should have fought your fears. You should have become a pure and unadulterated SOB then. You would have had a different life, Joe.
I want to see how men react to this. I was rejected once by someone I liked and I met. And she told me after a day or two, she says to me, you lack confidence. Okay?
Yeah.
I want to know what the reaction is of the men in this country to women who are looking for confident men. Does that have anything to do with a good heart, with a loving heart?
No. What she's saying is, okay, first of all, let's start with this. You obviously have the guts to call a national show and express yourself. You're not a timid man.
Yeah, but
I would suspect you had a degree of success in your life in business. Is that correct?
Might as well commit suicide. It's all over.
Yeah, no answer. Joe, we gotta have a two-way because you're a great caller. Have you had a degree of success in your life in business or in your profession?
I mean, I survived.
So you're a loser all around. In other words, no women, no career, nothing. I don't mean to put you down, but...
I'm a woman.
Joe.
As long as she can wear her high heels, go to the beauty parlor, and get men's attention, she doesn't have to do a thing in life other than look good. And she's not... Nobody would ever call her a loser. You'd be a hater in that...
Joe, you're really amazing. You really hate women, don't you?
We're losers.
Joe, do you hate women, or are you putting us all on today?
No, I was in the National Center for Men, which is sort of...
National Center for Men? What in the world is that?
So, of course, the men are the women.
What is the National Center for Men? What is that?
They're just looking for a break in life. They're looking to overturn the...
What is the National Center for Men? What's that, a government project run by Janet Napolitano? What is that?
Say it again?
What is the National Center for Men? What is it, run by the government and run by Janet Napolitano?
An attempt to present the other side of the argument that women are abused and women have it bad and it's men who are oppressors. We attempted to present the other side, but no one will listen. Nobody cares. It's all, life is all about pleasing women so men can get a little, God gave us a sex drive, but he forgot to tell us in the Bible that in order for Adam to get Eve, Adam would have to grovel at her feet and make sure that he said, whim and desire and whatever.
Wait, this is crazy in a way. I mean, it's funny, and I hear your agony. It's a lifetime of pain coming out on the radio. I mean, I don't want to laugh at you. It's almost so nakedly real that it's refreshing to listen to this.
Millions upon millions upon millions of men like me, but they're too embarrassed to admit it. They're too embarrassed to admit it, Mike.
So what are you going to do about it? Now, may I suggest something that I'm not saying you do? Joe, you're not listening to a word I'm saying, and I'm not suggesting this. Have you ever considered the world's oldest profession?
That's a poor substitute. That's a trick.
I didn't say it's a substitute, nor did I say it's a good substitute, but it's for men like you. It's for men like you who no woman really wants.
Men, just like men love women. Is that possible?
So you want to have you want real love. You just don't want a physical release, right? Joe, you want real love. You don't want just a physical release.
Men love.
Again, doesn't
want to be loved. Men, not used, abused.
Well, you're never going to be loved. Joe, give it up. No one's going to love you ever.
What's that?
No one's ever going to love you. Can't you just stop it already?
Yeah, because I can't.
Get a dog. Get a cat. Get a parrot. What do you need a woman for?
What's that?
What do you need a woman for? Get a dog, a cat, a parrot. What do you need a woman for to love you?
And cats, they lavish more attention and love on their pets.
Joe, I love this. You know, I think you're throwing a falsetto voice at the radio just for fun. Are you? Is this really you?
It's my normal voice. All right?
You want to stay on and go a little bit more and tell America Joe's philosophy of women?
Stressful. It's very stressful.
Stay on. All right, stay on the line. I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com. Or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
Days of O traffic, Altamont Pass, eastbound 580, two left lanes blocked, crash, motorcycle involved, injuries as well. Traffic back up through Livermore from pretty much North Livermore Avenue. Getting better on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, but still slow on the incline to the island. Still slow westbound 80 through Berkeley to the Mays, northbound 101 Marin County, heavy. Getting better, not bad, but still slow from the Richardson Bay Bridge up to Sir Francis Drake. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none.
Hey, Joe, this song goes out to you.
Set me free. Oh, lonesome me.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm having fun tonight. I hope you don't mind. If you think I'm going to scream my guts out over immigration or Obama, not tonight. I'm not doing it. I want a little more immortality than I would have. If I start screaming and yelling, I'll blow a vein out. I don't want to do it. I've established my creds. They know who I am. When it's timely, I'll do it. Here's an email from an angry woman. Savage, how can you say that men age better than women? Not so. The New World women live longer and look better than men. Maybe in your mother's generation, men age better than women, but it's exactly opposite now. And by the way, Savage, the Woody Allen guys getting all the pretty girls, that's only in the movies. Take a look at Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn's old boyfriend, or new boyfriend. He's a disaster. He looks 80. She looks 55. Jane Fonda's 75. She's sexual, looks 55. All right, so you see, it's a topic that's apparently hit a nerve with people. But the question to the audience is not that. It's, would you want to live forever? I don't know. I mean, I'm not ready to go. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't. Where is that? Where am I going to go to? The thought of the grave or the I don't want to bum you out. We all try to put it out of our heads unless we're, you know, into very spiritual. Again, the hour's up. I was going to get into this now, the immortality, death, dying, and how we can live eternally. I played you a recording of me from 2001, right? I sounded like today. That's immortality. My recordings will live forever. My books, if someone wants to read them, could live forever, digitally. See? That's not the same thing. I can't enjoy an Indian meal. You know, that's the problem. I can't enjoy a movie or my dog or whatever.
Savage.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, music. Good vibration. It is the abomination. The abomination of Obama. The abomination. Market slump over Fed exit plan and China credit squeeze. In other words, the market took a dump. It ended down 2.5% while Barry and Michelle were overseas. They're blaming it on a credit crunch in China and the Federal Reserve's plan for winding down its stimulus efforts. In other words, the Federal Reserve said, we're not going to pump any more money into the economy. We're going to stop printing money for 1 second. So the gangs of Wall Street sold off their stocks. Isn't that great? Border deal by two in GOP lifts chances of immigration bill. An agreement calls for finishing 700 miles of fence and doubling the patrol force aid. Senate expected to gain several Republican senators' endorsement. Right, okay, sure. Yeah, they're going to build a fence, right. After they're all in here, they'll build a fence. All right. Now they're attacking. Here's the New York Times attacking Buddhists. Listen to this. They're attacking Buddhists because they're defending themselves about the from the Muslims trying to overtake them. This is the twisted mind of the liberal in the New York Times. Hatred of Muslims rises among Burmese Buddhists. What? Amid hate-filled speeches and violence in Myanmar, a fundamentalist movement has grown with an agenda that now includes boycotts of Muslim-made products. So they're standing up to the Muslims who were trying to take over their country, and now they're the bad guys? Liberalism is a mental disorder. Liberalism is a mental disorder. That's why you've lost your country. You've actually believed them. It's all upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland. That's why we're talking about living forever on the Savage Nation. 855-407-282 is the phone number. And any topic really is fair game. We'll make it open mic to Mike Thursday. Would you want to live forever? Do men age better than women? We had a big argument over that in the last hour. Joe called. He freaked out. He said he can't get to meet a woman, and he's angry at women. We also touched on a serious topic with Obama attacking Catholics and Protestants in Ireland, sticking his foot in his mouth, because he gave you the Marxist opinion, which is that Catholics and Protestants shouldn't be divided. They shouldn't even be different, according to Obama, because it creates division. He said nothing about mosques in Christian neighborhoods. He said nothing about the hatred for Jews in Muslim countries. No, he focused only on Catholics and Protestants. But I'll tell you the truth. You get what you deserve. If you'll still vote for this clown, you got what you wanted, didn't you? Your priest told you to vote for him. Your deacon told you to vote for him. And it's all because of money. That's all. Not because he's a good man or a bad man. It's because, you know, he's going to flood the country with illegal aliens who fill the churches. That's all. What do you think there's more to it than that? At the end of the day, religion is a business. I know you don't want to hear that either. It doesn't mean that there aren't people who believe in God and don't believe in their religion. At the end of the day, though, the organized structure is a business. It's a business. That's all. The business is bad right now in certain places. They need new customers. That's another topic that's controversial. You'll have to forgive me. I'm a talk show host. I'm not a philosopher. I'm not a professor at NYU. I'm Michael Savage on the radio for 19 years. And I'll be on another 19 years with any luck. Who knows 19 years? Who knows how long? If you want to talk about Joe or how you'd live forever, we can have a good time tonight, honestly, or the Catholic-Protestant state. What are you going to get mad at Obama? What's there to get mad at? He is what he is. He's a lifetime Leninist. I told you this in the two Trickle books, right? Trickle Up Poverty, Trickle Down Tyranny. I wrote about it in my novel, Abuse of Power. I hinted at it in my new novel, A Time for War. But that's, unless I'm a degenerate rapper who curses white people and curses women and puts down gays, apparently there's not enough of an audience out there unless you curse and put people down like that. But then again, you know, you get a pass for doing it as a rap musician. As long as you have a tattoo from your neck to your head, you're considered a cultural hero to the liberal left. That's not called divisiveness. That's called art coming out of their mouths. If you get the picture. I have to finish this. I'm not going to. Then there's the issue of Gandolfini. Okay, he died. Yes, he was a good actor. Yes, I did it yesterday. What are they dying over it in New York? Every newspaper. Why are they dying over Gandolfini? He's an actor at the end of the day. Most people don't even know who he was. They didn't even watch The Sopranos. They don't get HBO. So why is it front page news? Why? Because that way they can cover up Obama's hatred, Obama's failings, the fact that his European trip is bombed, the fact that he had 200,000 people on his first trip and had 5,000 people in Germany on this trip. That way they can saturate you with Doctor recounts 40-minute bid to save Gandolfini. Tony was set for HBO return. The love between Tony and Carmella was one of the greatest I've ever known. And on and on. That's all. All right, he was an actor. What are you turning him into a god for? I'd rather hear stories like this about one of our Marines who was killed, or one of our, you know, special forces who died, or about the 21 Navy SEALs who were killed in one helicopter crash by somebody in the administration. But no, it's about Tony Gandolfini died of a heart attack. He died. People die. They get heart attacks and drop dead. James Gandolfini, not Tony Gandolfini. Whatever, it's one character. James Gandolfini. I loved his acting. I've told you that for years before anyone talked about him on the radio. I would talk about it and refer to him. So it's over. He's gone. God rest his soul. Let him go on. What now? Senator John McCain gives personal tour of Senate to Vietnamese Army members. You ready for this? Senator John McCain gave a personal tour of the Senate to senior members of the Vietnamese Army today, 40 years after he was released from brutal captivity there. It was the latest and longest of his remarkable steps in the rapprochement. And that's very sweet of him. The man with the Stockholm Syndrome, the strange one. How could he do that? How could he forgive them for what they did to him? What does he think he is, Abe Lincoln? That's amazing to me. He was always a weirdo. McCain has always been a, you know, a double, yeah. Okay, look, to each his own. If he's nuts, he's nuts. You have to forgive him just because he's in the Senate. He's imperfect. Hey, let me tell you something about imperfection before I take your calls. Just so you know, here's the thing. We're all imperfect. I told you that last week. It was a great story out of the, I think it was out of literature. Yeah, right. Of human bondage, Somerset Maugham. So the lead character has an impediment. He's born with a short foot. I forget what the medical term is for it, but he's got one leg short. So he considers himself in those days especially, you know, damaged goods. And his whole life is miserable. So the doctor says to him, hey, he says, basically, knock it off. He said, yes, you have an imperfection. But the doctor says, I have an imperfection. He said, we're all imperfect. It's a world of imperfect people. But he said, you've got to look at the good in yourself and the good in other people. I thought that was beautiful. Because if you only focus on your own imperfections, or you only focus on the imperfections of others, you're going to be the most miserable harridan the world has ever seen. You will look and sound like Hillary Clinton on a daily basis. Or Senator McCluskey. Or worse yet, if you act like that, you're going to look like Rosie O'Donnell by the time you're 50. Modesto, California, on KSFO. Jeremy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, and what might be on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
You know what,
Jeremy?
I wanted to respond to Joe that had called earlier, and it was disheartening to hear his woes with women, and I remember thinking like him, and there's a term for that. It's called an average frustrated chump. And basically, Mr. Savage, Joe doesn't know what the game is. And the game is very, very simple. Can I tell you how simple it is?
Well, go ahead.
There are three rules in the game when it comes to meeting women. One, attraction is not a choice. A woman is either attracted to you or she's not, and vice versa. Two, the game is always on. You meeting a woman and asking her out and having a successful relationship is possible on every facet of your daily happenings. Three, if she's talking to you, she's probably interested.
So what's the point to Joe? What if he's, let's say he's an ugly little guy and no one likes him, so he's never going to meet anybody.
Well, you know, Plato was an ugly little guy, and he had women fawning all over him.
That's right, because it's really not about the body, it's about the mind and the personality.
It is. Joe needs to take a hard look in the mirror and ask himself, would I date myself?
Oh, my God.
That's a hard one to ask, because then you really need to look on how you're presenting yourself to...
Sounds like you've been through... Have you been through, like, dating therapy or something?
There's a wonderful gentleman by the name of David D'Angelo who breaks it down. And, you know, because of the breakdown of, you know, the nuclear family, you know, the dad is gone, the child is raised with just the mother, they don't get to see the dynamics of how a man and a woman interact. So,
right. But I'm saying, so what, this guy teaches people how men and women should interact?
No, more about how the whole, he starts off on a very...
Let's cut to the chase, since we don't know each other. It's a great call, very interesting. You yourself, have you had successful relationships, would you say?
I'm currently in a very successful relationship right now.
And you owe it to this kind of thinking, this philosophy of dating?
You know what? I was having trouble, and it came down to the confidence factor. Like Joe said, he has no confidence. And so I thought to myself, well, why don't I have confidence? Because I'm not good at anything. So I set out to learn things and become good at things. So I became a DJ and briefly played in San Francisco and the Bay Area. I started studying martial arts so that I could feel confident that I could protect myself. Because it starts from...
So you went through self-improvement. You were like the 98-pound weakling that I used to see in the back of comic books, who had sand kicked in his face. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to see comic book ads for Joe Atlas, and said, don't be a 98-pound weakling, and they would show a guy getting I'm thinking back now. Sand kicked in his face on a beach while the girls were tittering at him, and the other guys were mocking him, right? And then in the next few panels, he picked up barbells, he followed Atlas's advice, and he became a weightlifter, he grew muscles, and in the last panel, all the girls are surrounding him, and his head is swelling with pride. I mean, that's basically the story, isn't it?
Well, I'm not going to say that I was swelling or anything like that. I'm an average...
Let me tell you, it's very funny. I was a small kid, and I had to build myself up mentally, physically, and every other way. I'll never forget when I was 16 and 15 in high school, I was weightlifting, and I had developed myself into quite a powerful little kid. I was never overly built, but I was strong as hell, very wiry. And I'll never forget the cut. One of the girls gave and in passing. They were such sharp cutters, those girls. God, they deserve what they got in life. She said to me and my friends who were working out in the gym or whatever, we were wearing V-shirts at that time that showed off the chest and the arms. She said, oh, I don't know. I think all weightlifters are insecure. That's what she said. That was a devastating remark. How she wound up in life, I don't know. Probably married her girlfriend in sorority at Syracuse University. I really don't know. But that was the statement. And in a way, there was a certain truth to that. Some of the most insecure men I've ever met were the ones who not only lifted weights, but did so to excess, took steroids, pumped their bodies up looking like almost like a piece of dough that blew up. They didn't look right to me.
Well, no.
Anyway, we'll move on. I thank you very much. I hope it helps all of the losers out there meet somebody. If you care to chime in on this subject, I don't know what we're talking about. It's certainly more interesting than the immigration or the Taliban. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong. A chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation, plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now, 877-370-5779. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
If there's immortality, and if we could live forever, I'd like to be 13 forever in a finished basement in Queens, dancing to this tune with someone in the seventh grade. Oh, little did I know it was ahead of me. So James Gandolfini was a walking time bomb, says top heart doctor. Now, that's an interesting story, because there is a connection. My father got his heart attack on a vacation. Everyone doesn't understand this. See, during summer vacation, we eat too much, we drink too much, we do too much physically. First of all, a flight alone can kill you. A 12-hour job, a niner. Your time is off. You know, you're 50 years old, whatever. People take, ah, it's nothing, I'll fly there. You have no idea. Then they jump out. Then in the middle of the night, it's the morning, and he runs to a restaurant and vacation. I'm not blaming him. And what does he eat? Probably some heavy meal in an Italian restaurant on vacation to let go. Drank too much, and bingo, a clot burst, and he died. That's why vacation heart attacks like the one suffered by TV star Gandolfini are common, by the way. Unfortunately, they're going to do an autopsy. which I don't understand why they have to mutilate his body. Dr. Crandall, chief of the cardiac transplant program at the Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic, said a holiday heart attack is a surprisingly common phenomenon. It's on Newsmax. And I agree with him. You eat excessively, you indulge in high fatty foods, the blood thickens, the result is a blood clot, which can rupture, resulting in the blockage of blood flow to the heart, causing heart attack and sudden death. I know it's true. And we should do the opposite, a trip unto itself. Well, I don't want to go into it anymore. You get the picture. Just slow down on your vacations. Don't throw yourself into these meals. And when you get to where you're going, for God's sakes, relax for a day or so. No one relaxes for a minute. Do you want to live forever? Let's go to Dan on WABC. Dan, do you want to live forever?
Dr. Savage, good evening from a Shabbos Goy from Brooklyn, who's a retired detective. A couple of things. Joe, I can tell you right now, he sounded just like Neil Sedaka's younger, more untalented brother. And
okay, but would you? You're a retired NYPD detective, I understand. Would you want to live forever?
Absolutely not. Having lived life, having seen the worst of the worst, I'm enjoying the ride now. I'm a very happy man. I meet as many women as I possibly can, and it's a journey, and I want it to be finite. And
you want it to be finite, why? Because you've seen the horrors of humanity?
That's part of it, and I think there's something after this. I don't have a good explanation what I mean by that, but I do feel there's something else. And,
all right. So you probably are a believing Christian, correct?
Yeah, I'm a Shabbos Goy Catholic. Yes, I am.
Well, most people don't know what that is. It's a funny line. But you believe in the hereafter, and you know that you're a good man and that you're going to be rewarded in the next life, correct? I think that's beautiful.
It's correct.
I believe that's the most beautiful thing a person can believe in, is immortality for good deeds on earth. Otherwise, we're no different than the lowest form of life. In fact, the lowest forms of life may be higher forms of life. I mean, that's the purpose of consciousness, is to have some faith in an eternal life thereafter. It's beautiful. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Thompson, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. San Jose police are asking the public's help in locating the family of friends of a homeless man who was badly beaten under a downtown freeway overpass. Officers have not been able to communicate with 46-year-old Young O because he was beaten so badly. The attack happened on June 9th below Highway 87 between San Fernando and Santa Clara Streets. Investors are still seeing the fallout from this week's comments by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, who said the program of buying bonds to keep interstate interest rates low could end next year if the economy keeps improving. Stocks closed down sharply lower today. The Dow down 353. The NASDAQ dropped 78. Taking a look at traffic, eastbound 580, Altamont Pass. Accident has been cleared. Traffic covering, but it's still slow and go through Livermore. Westbound 80, still slow from Gilman down to the MacArthur Maze. Still sluggish. Eastbound 80 from about 4th onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
We all agree that It's a Small World is just a stupid ride.
True. Unless it's 90 degrees outside and you have to breastfeed your baby.
All of the years I've been going to Disneyland, I can guarantee you I did not make out with anyone in It's a Small World.
Well, let's go make out on It's a Small World. No, I'm going to go hang myself, rather.
Yeah, I'd rather poke my eyes out with straws from the vending machine.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a three-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-4027 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-4027. 800-282-4027.
Mike Huckabee. You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now, what would you rather I do, talk about this or about the differences between Shia and Sunni Muslims? The history. I mean, where do you want me to go? I can do it all. I'm like your favorite professor. You know, wherever you want me to go, I'll do it. It's summertime. Tomorrow's the longest day of the year. And tonight we're talking about immortality. Blah, blah, blah. Can we live? Do you want to live forever? Would you want to live forever? Look. My mellifluous voice is such that you would listen to me if I read the phone book. Many of you would stay listening because you become interested in me. I'm part of you. You talk about immortality. It's terrible. When you're on the air this long, it's not that you get cocky and stupid, but you realize that this is the thing. There's so many people who listen to you because they like you by now. You're a part of their life. You're like a friend they don't know. They think they know you. They'd like to know you. They hang out with you on the radio. It's like going to a cafe every night. And hanging out with the guy who owns it, he tells you nice stories, he's got a nice way about him, and that's it, and you go into the cafe, what do you think, you really care about every word he says? That really, at a certain point, is what good radio is about. Now, you know my political orientation, that's a given. So you trust the bartender, you know where he's coming from, he's not going to shift on you suddenly and expose himself to be a communist or an America hater. So you figure, all right, I go in there, I'm comfortable, so whatever he's talking about, I'm happy with. So therefore, I understand I can go where I want, and it's very liberating for me, to be very frank, to not be trapped in the doxy of, I have to talk about this, I have to follow that. I've heard it from morning till night. I listen in. If I enjoy a show, the time flies by, and I'm going to tell you something else, it flies by for you too. That's just the nature of this medium. I know the medium as well as anybody, if not better than anybody in the whole world. I know just what it is. It is an entertainment medium. Let's never forget what radio is. Does that mean all it should be is entertainment? No. But it has to be entertaining or no one's going to listen to you. It's that simple. You never should never forget that in any endeavor you're in life, whether you are, well, anyway, you get the, I think most people know this by now. I mean, some people could say he has a nice way about him, or the doctor is a funny guy, whatever, you know. But I don't know what topics I want to do anymore every day. I'm going to eat my heart out over this. The guy is a disaster. He's a fraud. He's a phony. He's a con man. He's a shame. He's not American. He acts like a foreigner who hates the country. What do you want me to do about it? I can only say so much about it. Anyone with intelligence can look right through him. And I'll tell you something else about this fraud in the White House. There's a guy in my neighborhood where I live. For years, he had an Obama thing on his gate. Right in the beginning, '08, a white guy, a moron, a white moron. Big liberal, had to show everyone what a liberal he was. Obama, '08. It was on the fence for 2 years. It was on long after the election. He took the sign down recently. You know, what do you say? Well, look, one guy is going to... Yes, I've seen more and more Obama signs coming down on Obama. They're ashamed of him. They know he's a fraud and a con man. What good does it do us if the other side is not much better lately? It's one game. They've made a decision. They made a decision. The Mesoamericans are going to be here. Get used to the Mesoamerican presence. It's that simple. You know... Anyway, I could say more, but it's a talk radio show. I'll cut it off right there. That's all. Now, what would you like to talk about? Living forever? Okay, MAL, Tony. He has a thing on women and men. That's always good, the war between the sexes. When I grew up, there was a thing called the war between the sexes. I was a kid. I didn't know what it meant. I had no idea what that meant. I really didn't. In the 50s, when I was, oh, there's the war between the sexes. I had no idea. I was still living where I thought the Russians were going to bomb us and we had to hide under desks from a potential nuclear strike. And then people saying the war between the sexes. I didn't know if all women had atom bombs in their purses or what. What do you mean the war between the sexes? I didn't know what it was. WMAL Tony, welcome to the Savage Nation. Tony, are you there or what? I got an earache from this. I think I have an inner ear infection. I just had to take an aspirin. There's something in the Indian food, maybe. I had that buffet. I thought it was good. I had a smashing headache in this hour. You'll have to forgive me. Make believe you're talking to me personally. I had to just go for the aspirin. Maybe there was something in the... I asked for extra cumin. It could have raised the blood pressure. Who knows? Whatever. I don't know if I want to do this topic anymore. Now I'm already bored of it. The ear started to hurt me from that guy not being there. So you want to talk about his heart attack? I mean, we could do that. How about cancer and Alzheimer's disease, if you'd like? Or allergies, chronic pain, menopause, high blood pressure, something uplifting, depression, thyroid disorders, anxiety, diabetes. I mean, I'm not going to do medical. I'm just pulling your leg. James Gandolfini was walking time bomb, says top heart doctor. Yes, he was fat. He was overweight. Yes, he allegedly used substances when he was young. Yes, he had just flown to Europe with his son, apparently, and his sister to celebrate his son for the first marriage, the graduation of eighth grade. So he got off the plane, probably, and they went to a big meal, knocked down a big meal in Italy. Oh, there's a big actor. Try this, the festa, how much can the body take after a 10-hour flight? What you should do is drink a glass of water and get in bed, leave the window open, and stay in bed for a half a day. He's 6'1", he weighs 275 pounds. It's a sad story, but look, it happens. My father died of a heart attack. I'll never forget the first one. It was very traumatic. Hovering between life and death in Monticello Hospital in an oxygen tent. Sounds funny. It wasn't funny. It scared the hell out of me. I had to leave college. I did. You don't know. I don't know that story. I had to leave college in my junior year and I had to go run the store. I didn't enjoy it, but I did it. Or I ran the store, sold the stuff. And he was in the oxygen tent hovering between life and death. Where was? I was on a vacation. The poor guy took a few days off, went on vacation, drank heavily that night. You know, he wanted to let go of some steam in the Riverview Lounge. Probably had too much, you know, and bing, the clot, and that's the end. But he didn't die. He hovered. But it was not, you know, that happens in every family. It's a leading cause of death in America. It's not unique to James Gandolfini. We've all modified our lifestyles as a result of our knowledge over the last 30 years. I've written one book after the other on it. I've been obsessed with the topic since I'm about 18 years old, because of my father's heart attack. So what does it mean? You do the best you can with it. That's all. You do the best you can with it. But the more you obsess with the fear of it, the quicker you're going to get a heart attack. It's the same old story. I mean, let it go already. You do the best you can, and you pray a lot. And you say to God every day, I'm not ready to go, and that's it. You know, let me have another couple of years. What are you going to do? You can't control the outcome at the end. And by the way, how many thin guys have died of heart attacks, have you known? Remember the famous story of Jim Fix? It goes back too long. 1970s, when running was just coming in. It was Runner's Magazine. So this guy, Jim Fix, was a runner. He believed that diet had no bearing whatsoever on heart disease, and he said it's all exercise. Well, I knew he was wrong. And unfortunately for him, he was running on a road in Vermont in the summer. It was 102 degrees. It gave the heart blew, you know, the arteries blew out. He died. He was in his 50s or 40s. And it was a big story. Why did Jim Fix die? He was a runner. He was in great shape. Because he wasn't following any nutritional plan. He thought that the running would make up for anything else he did. Ludicrous. Ludicrous. Now, the reverse is also true. Diet per se is not going to do it all. There's a mix. There's a balance. But in America, we still haven't achieved. Most of us don't have that balance. We're extremists. It's either or. You know, it's one thing or the other. So you have to balance it all. A little exercise. But I'm going to tell you one thing about exercise. In my own mind, for whatever it's worth, I was once a runner, and I gave it up a long time ago because I heard it. And I told you the story. I was running up in the back of a valley every day. I was like 130 pounds. I looked like a Somali beekeeper. You know, all muscle, lean, this. I didn't eat a shred of saturated fat. Fanatic. And I'd run up this valley up to a waterfall. And one day I heard the inner voice screaming at me, stop, stop. I thought I had schizophrenia. I thought I was going insane. Don't run. Stop. I never ran again. Ever. I never heard the voice again. Why? What was it? It was my inner being screaming. I was killing myself running. So I bicycle, and therefore my joint, I've never had a joint replaced, thank God. Bicycle moderately. I mean, I know young guys who can ride 100 miles, God bless them. I do a few, you know, mild. Think of the zen of your exercise. I don't want to sound like an exercise guru here. I knew a Greek once who wrote that when he goes swimming in a warm ocean, he swims out slowly until his body is warm, and then he comes back. That's what we're talking about. Common sense. Think of an Asian guru teaching you how to exercise. That's what he would tell you. Moderation, moderation, moderation. But for me, I modified that. Be moderate in all things, especially moderation. That used to be my joke in the 70s to everybody. Yes, be moderate in everything, especially moderation, because you go crazier from being a normal path than from anything else. I mean, you're not a metronome. You're a human being. You have to, you know, go over the edge every once in a while. You go crazy altogether, particularly if you have a hot temper and you're hot-blooded and Russian and a little crazy. I mean, you got to let yourself. Oh, I'm having so much fun. This is deadly. This is deadly. What if the audience actually likes this? What am I supposed to do? I'll tell you, we got to stop that immigration. Yes, them Republicans. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I just refuse to do it. I just refuse. I'm on strike against it. I just am not going to fall for it. I was looking at a new car now, an old new car. I got rid of the Cadillac. I sold it. It was auctioned off on eBay through Don up in Left Coast Classics. He got like $25,000, a gentleman up in, I think, North Dakota. I could be wrong, bought it. He loves the car. I signed the dashboard, this and that. But now I need trouble, so I'm looking at an old Jaguar. I don't need it. I know what they are. I had them, the worst car ever made in history, the SU carburetors. But the sound of them hissing, like, you know, you get them running right? They run right for each drive. You need a British mechanic living in the garage. He needs like a teapot and a pipe in the garage with a cottage attached to the garage, so that every time you take it, it's like a jet landing on a aircraft carrier. You need mechanics immediately to make sure the jet can fly again. So I'm looking at this 1970 XKE. You know, the dealer says to me, "It's like I love the color, like light blue, and it looks good." She says, "Yes, the engine and transmission will rebuild. Great. Hey, that's $15,000. Repainted looks good." New interior, terrific. So then you start like prying into it. Could you send me the paperwork on when the engine and transmission were redone? So the email comes back later in the day. He says, no, it was done 10 years. 10 years ago, there's no records. Okay. All right. You have any records of the paint job? No, no records of the paint job. Probably an Earl Scheib job, like a drive-in, drive-out where there's a little paint on the windshield. You can't buy a car on the internet. You got to be crazy. You know, the Mercedes I have, this, the S600, the greatest car I've ever owned in my life. I don't drive anything else. Well, no, it's not true. I have a Fiat 500, which I love. The little teeny car. I love that car. First of all, everyone thinks that I'm a liberal in it. Oh, it's amazing what cars will do for your life. You talk about the presentation of self in everyday life. You drive the Mercedes, so the big S600s, I bought it new, but it's already an 09, gorgeous car. It handles like a sports car when you want it to. Big stable platform when you don't want it to. Love the car, great car, quiet, beautiful, V12, blah, blah, blah. No one really looks at you because it's an invisible car. The Germans were into making it invisible in those years with the lower snout. You wouldn't, you know, it's like, okay, fine, it's understated, I like that. It's not grotesque with the big snout, you know. The Chrysler 300, which has no guts at all. It's not like a Hemi engine in the Chrysler 300. Oh, wow, they came back with the 300. And what's in it? Like a four-cylinder dead engine. This car is like a ferocious storm. 4.5 seconds, 0-60. Yeah, 4.5 in a car this weight. It's unbelievable. But then I got the Fiat. When I drive in it, it's like people smile at me. It's like, oh, look at that nice man. Look at that nice guy. All he needs is I'm thinking of getting like Keep Tahoe Blue, Obama, Biden, 2008, Save the Whales. You know, I put that on the back of the car. I like to trick people. You know, why not? But I have no bumper stickers at all. Why can't conservatives can't have bumper stickers? Like Obama's a fraud. No-bama. That was my invention. No-bama. I came up with that three years ago. You know, put an N in front of Obama with an X through the O. No-bama. Obama. Obama's a fraud. Why can't we put bumper stickers? Answer. Because liberals are slime, and they'll trash your car when you're not there. They're cowards. They'll cut your tires. Conservatives don't cut the tires of people with liberal bumper stickers because we're nice people. See, everything's reversed. That's all. That's the story. Well, I'm on air now on the Savage Nation. We're talking about a number of topics, including living forever. I still don't know the answer to that. I don't know if I believe in immortality. I keep thinking about it lately. I know if I want to. I'd like my dog to live forever, but that's called breeding him, isn't it? You want to live forever? How about getting married and having children? Isn't that how it was done traditionally? I need some lunatic to write science fiction to stick me in some computer. How about having a wife and children? Isn't that immortality? Isn't that what it's all about? No, not anymore. No, you have to go through a computer expert now to live forever. Look at your dog. You love your dog. So you go, oh, he's going to get old. So you say, okay, I don't want to. So I'm going to breed him. I'm going to have the puppies. Then you breed the puppies. That's called immortality. That's how it's done. Why must you go to some biomechanical methodology or electronic methodology or computer technology? What's wrong with biology? Now you understand where they're coming from. If you read Brave New World when I read it in high school, there was a time in the future when the word viviparous reproduction was considered a dirty word. It was almost pornographic to talk about it. When one would say to the other, how was he born? Through viviparous reproduction? Ugh, that's disgusting. Because they were all being made in factories. Well, with Obama in the White House, and with the NSA spying on us, with all of us nothing but numbers to these cyborgs running this country right now, let me tell you something. We're not too far away from that horrible vision of the future. And on that pleasant note, I'll take a quick moment and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The vet had had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-426-7119. That's 800-426-7119. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-426-7119 today.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
It is the bittersweet Savage Nation. See, even that word, bittersweet, no one uses it anymore. They call you bipolar now if you say bittersweet. They medicate it. The whole world's changing, but you know what? Humanity doesn't change. That's the whole thing to remember. A lot of these people are crackpots selling you a line of goods. Human beings don't change that much, and from one race to another, they're about the same, incidentally. People are fundamentally people, and humanity hasn't much changed much since the Neanderthal times, incidentally. Not very much. You'd like to think you're different, but you're not. Now they're promising you immortality if you stick your head in the computer. You'll live forever. So WABC George, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good evening, Michael. I'm going to touch all four bases. It was Charles Atlas in the comic books.
Right. With kicking the sand in the face. Got it.
Right. Clubfoot for human bondage. Lawrence Harvey.
Clubfoot for human bondage. Bingo, that's two.
Okay. And as far as Joe the caller goes?
Yes.
He has ammonia for pheromones.
Okay, you're on third base. Now go for home.
Okay. Immortality is pointless until our humanity catches up with our technology.
You hit one out of the park tonight, babe. You're Babe Ruth tonight.
Thank you, Michael. And if I had a
George, what is it you do? I don't even know what you do for a living. You're so smart.
Well, I've had a checkered career, but mostly it's been in analytical issues like medical investigations for fraud. I work for a private security firm.
So you're the kind of guy that, in World War II in the Army, that would have been in intelligence.
Yes. Probably.
You would have known what the enemy was doing better than most generals. They would have used your brain to figure out what the moves of the enemy would be because you had a natural native intelligence. My friend Jack, who I mentioned before, he had an uncle in World War II, regular guy from Brooklyn, who could see things that no one else could see, for example, right? So they were in the jungles of the South Pacific fighting the Japanese. All the other guys, no matter how heroic they were in that company, he said, would rely upon his uncle, I forget his name, who could literally know which tree a Japanese was in. No one could see him or hear him. This guy had a sense. He could see and hear in another dimension. It's in the family. You know what I'm saying, George?
Yeah.
There are people with such abilities, and he was uncanny in it, he told me. Other guys loved him. He was a Jewish guy from Brooklyn. You'd think there'd be races and this. They loved the guy. You take the deepest South guy in the hunting all his life. They came to understand this guy, Manny, had a sixth sense about him. And believe me, they needed him because they relied on him for their lives. Yeah. And that's the beauty of America. That's when America was a melting pot. Today it's become a chamber pot. As I said to you many years ago, we've gone from a melting pot into a chamber pot. Was I wrong? Was I wrong what they're melting into the melting pot? No, I don't think so. You don't like what I have to say? I'm sorry. Sue me.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here is hour number three for the Savage Nation tonight, June 21st, 2013. My God, it's the summer solstice. How do you like that? The longest day of the year. Well, let's see what's on michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. Archaeological discovery from era of King David, hushed up to avoid political battle. You see, it connects modern Israel with the historical roots of Judaism, and we don't want to agitate the Muslims who claim the Jews don't belong in their homeland. New York City communists try to ban using race, gender, and age to ID suspects. In other words, what? Let them rape and murder and don't ID them? Let them run wild in the streets? Liberalism is a mental disorder. Now, as federal agencies trim the fat slightly, the contractors have grown very rich. Yeah, it's on michaelsavage.com. And by the way, your boy genius president, the trainee on the tricycle, Obama, maybe setting off World War III, the Russians have sent marine and air power to Syria. Really? Gee, I thought that everything would work out because he said it would. Irish lawmakers are arguing over the war criminal Obama's visit. You heard me. They're calling him a war criminal because of his drone use and his decision to arm the Syrian rebels. You heard me. The Irish lawmakers are calling him a war criminal and fighting over the fact that they kissed his shoes when he got there. Well, God bless the Irish. I always like St. Patrick's Day. Alan West, God bless him, is open to Senate primary challenge against Rubio the chameleon. FBI has drones for U.S. surveillance, but is used very seldom, so they say. Well, let's go to the bottom of michaelsavage.com and see what's down there. Smuggling ring busted with 213 bear paws. Not in America. We're the most humane nation on the planet. It's in Superior, China, that they kill bears after using them as toys in circuses. They cut their hands off. But don't tell that to PETA. Michael Savage asks, what stands between us and what happened in London? That was a while ago. Well, it's guns, guns, and guns. Well, there's a lot of great stories, and they're all up there on michaelsavage.com. Are you caring about it at this time of year? I don't know. I don't know. Lawyers eye NSA data for evidence in murder and divorce cases. Cruz moves to stop the Gang of Eight. That's Ted Cruz. Wall Street had its biggest collapse of the year. Investors are anxious. Global sell-off raises turbulence fears. All-female jury pick for Zimmerman trial. What else is in the news? 70% of Americans are on prescription drugs, aren't you? You know, it may be unpatriotic for you not to be on prescription drugs when you think about it. You're not even an American if you're not taking drugs. In fact, the more drugs you take, the more American you are to this administration. Anyway, you get the picture. 855-407-282, it's summertime. If you want to talk about living forever or any of the other topics, I like that one about we'll have a choice of bodies. I want one right now to sit here in front of the microphone so I can get onto my boat and get out of here. Let me hit clip four. Maybe this will excite them.
If we had radical life extension only, we would get profoundly bored. We'd have a profound existential ennui,
ennui,
running out of things to do and new ideas.
Right.
But that's not what's going to happen.
Oh.
In addition to radical life extension, we're going to have radical life expansion.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have millions of virtual environments to explore. We're going to literally expand our brains. Right now, we only have 300 million pattern recognizers, but we can make that 300 billion or 300 trillion. We can expand it.
I don't run out of things to do. I mean, at night, I can watch any number of movies. I can watch history. I can watch morons make idiots of themselves in reality shows. I can see women who look like post-op transvestites calling themselves reality stars. I mean, to me, this is amazing. Television is the most amazing instrument ever invented when you think about that. I've never run out of interesting things to do. It doesn't mean I don't get bored. I do. But what I do is I take my boredom and I turn it into creativity. What do I need you to create it for? So I'll ask you the question again. Would you like to live forever? And if so, why? Because this is now suddenly in the news. Because he thinks he knows what he's talking about. Remember, I've heard this before in the 50s. Remember, science fiction in the early 50s predicted that by now we'd be flying around with jetpacks on our back. Each of us would be personally transported with a jetpack. So far, that hasn't happened. Or we'd be able to mentally commute from our home to wherever we wanted by mind. The telepathy thing is very interesting. That's an interesting one. I wonder if we're going to have telepathy. Some of us inherently have telepathy, incidentally. We can read other people's minds. We can project our minds into others. I think we're called leaders. People who can do that. Take a guy like Obama. He has telepathy. He can read the mind of the average moron adult. Obama can read the mind of the illegal alien who doesn't speak English. And he can project into their mind the most vile thoughts about racism, hatred, and offer them trinkets. And they'll, of course, think he's a great man. My friend Dr. Sarfati, who's a physicist, he just sent me an email saying, one idea is that your conscious memories can be uploaded into a computer, then downloaded into a younger clone body from your DNA. But so far, it's only sci-fi. Well, weren't they 8mm movies and then pictures? I mean, what do you mean? Your consciousness? I've been writing books now, 30 books or so. So that's my consciousness, is put into books and journals. Because I've always known, I mean, it's a limited lifespan, you know. It's like a shelf life. I always knew that I had to make my mark on Earth ever since I've been a kid. Because of, you know, childhood stuff that happened. I figured, okay, you die soon, you die young, you die this. So make your mark while you're alive. I always try to do it. I didn't hit the level that I wanted to, but I've done the best I could. And I haven't stopped yet. Each show is an art, is a performance art. And each show is recorded. You know, I played my shows from 2001 the other day, 2002 the other day on immigration to show you how long I've been into this topic. And younger people who said, I grew up listening to you, Savage, when I was in diapers, they said, your voice is identical. You haven't aged one iota vocally. How do you explain that?
Well, Mark Rocky, I used to be very excited about the immigration thing, but, well, as I've slowed down in time, I can't get too worked about that anymore, young fella. I just don't have it anymore.
I'll leave it to them younger guys over on the TV shows to get excited over it. I know they don't mean a hell of a thing they say, but it sure sounds good coming out of their ears.
Did you hear me a couple of years ago? Listen to play clip 27, just for a second.
Let's you know, there's an interesting trend going on. I know several people have moved out of the West Coast to move east, if you can believe it. They're leaving the West Coast. It's become a third world cesspool in the major cities. It's a third world cesspool. And don't tell me that all immigrants are equal. Don't tell me that because I know it's a big lie. And when my father came over here and my grandfather, they didn't throw their furniture out of the window.
Okay, but you now get the picture. See, the voice is the same. And my anger at that time was higher, I'll admit. So it's being copied today by people who are copying my act. Good luck to them. That was from 2001. That's 12-year-old radio. I mean, I listen, you know, I got to tell you something. The age of the righteous indignation is long over in radio. You know what? My opinion, I'll tell you my opinion. Take it for whatever it's worth. I'll share it with you. There are people who have listened to me, not, you know, fanatically for 19 years. Every day they never miss it. They feel that they're going to get a migraine if they miss me. I'm a part of their mental geography, Uncle Mike. But nevertheless, here's what I think is happening. The corruption of the government is so overwhelming. The loss of a two-party system, even the symbols of a two-party system, are so far gone. The semblance of a democracy, the semblance is gone. The overreaching spying by the government, the lying SOB here, the lying SOB there, the abuses by Obama and Michelle are on the level of a royal leader. It's unbelievable to me. So the people said, you know what? I know how bad it is. I don't want to hear these guys scream about it anymore. I can't take it because, you know what? It don't matter. I'm not wasting my time listening. So it's like, think of a huge theater, a 5,000-seat theater, a dark theater. So you still have in the front six rows in the dark theater fanatic listeners to this kind of rhetoric. It doesn't mean the rhetoric is false. It's true. The rest of the theater is blank. Everyone walked out. They walked out quietly. They walked out backwards. They don't want to hear it anymore. Why? They were duped. The Republicans wanted to throw the election. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right-to-own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Did you know that 2013 will be the best year to invest in real estate? That's correct. 2013 is the year to make extra money. A lot of it. What if I told you that you didn't need a lot of cash or credit to start? Listen, it gets even better. Call 1-800-249-11 and we'll rush you our exclusive unlimited funding real estate success kit. The kit is free, and it reveals a secret funding method that lets you profit right now and right in your county without using a dime of your own money or credit. Listen, most people don't know about this program, so if you're one of the first, you stand to profit the most, but only if you take action now by calling 800-200-4911. This is your chance to wipe out your debt and rebuild your retirement, so don't wait. The kit is valued at $97, but it's free for the first 50 callers.
Call Unlimited Funding Program now, 800-200-4911. That's 800-200-4911.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
So Ray Kurzweil says we're going to live for hundreds of thousands of years and hundreds of thousands of forms. He's a genius and a science fiction writer. He invented the Kurzweil reading machine, the first device to transform print into computer spoken words, which enable blind and visually impaired people to read printed materials. This technology was regarded as the most significant advancement for the blind since Braille's introduction in 1829. An MIT graduate, a genius in computer science, no question about it, right? And he's a pioneer in artificial intelligence, the author of The Age of Intelligent Machines, The Age of Spiritual Machines, etc. So you have to take his ideas seriously. It doesn't mean that he's going to be 100% predictive, but the question is, would you want to live forever? And if he says, as he did earlier in the soundbite, we'll have a choice of bodies, life extensions, we can become new people. I wish to God that machine existed today and Obama could walk through it and come back as an American president. Wouldn't that be wonderful? If they could march Obama through Kurzweil's wave machine and the president comes back as an American, wouldn't that be incredible? To have actually an American president again? Who doesn't say people instead of, he didn't even use the word citizens the other day. He said American people. See, to Obama, there are no citizens. You're just a number. It's every way you turn, the man is a disaster. A disaster. Attacks Catholics and Protestants about divisiveness. In Ireland doesn't say a word about Muslims in Europe and their divisiveness. Nothing. So you got to put the, you know, one and two together and come up with three. But it comes back to we the people saying, would you want to live forever? Yeah, here's something. You can say, hey, what's he talking about that for? He's avoiding the hard topic of immigration. Because I've done it for 13 years, 19 years, actually. Let others do it. Let the others scream their heart out over it because the deal is done already, okay? The pork has already been cut up. The roast pork's been cut up already by both parties. Forget about it. You know what I'm saying? You're doing nothing to stop it. the sellout frauds. Look, you expect this from the Democrat Socialists. You understand where they're coming from. And you hope that there were some Republicans who would stand up to them. Who? The ice cream man from Miami? The boy from Miami that they found and made into a senator? So forget about it. Get used to it. They're nice people. They're very nice people. The other day I had trouble using a cash machine somewhere to get on a ferry. I couldn't use it. I don't know what was wrong. I have a PhD, 2 master's degrees. I've written 30 books. I couldn't use my credit card to get on the Golden Gate Ferry to come back from the city after the show. It was so complicated. You know who helped me? Three Spanish-speaking ladies. They were like from El Salvador, the sweetest people on earth. Nice people. White women wouldn't have helped me. I mean, truthfully. They saw me doddering around with a credit card. They're saying, what is this? What kind of machine is this that I can't use it? And they laughed and they helped me. What the heck? You know what I mean? I could live anywhere. I always wanted to see the floating gardens of Xochimilco. So what the heck? Maybe the whole country will become the floating gardens of Xochimilco. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Would you want to live forever? Is the putative topic that we are working with. It is the hook that I have used to bring you into the show. Or if you still want to talk about why you love gangster movies. He lived for 40 minutes. They tried to resuscitate him, but it was in Italy. What do you expect? I wonder if he had had the heart attack, God forbid, here, Gandolfini, if he'd still be alive. I mean, let's face it. Who has the best EMTs in the world? We do. We do. Absolutely the best trauma centers in the world are in America, the best EMT guys. In Italy, they could have taken a lunch break on the way over to the hospital, on the way to the hotel to get him. Well, when they got him, they could have taken a cappuccino break. I don't know what happened. They worked on him. They didn't work on him. Oh, look, it's sad. It's a very personal topic to me. My father died of a heart attack, and he crawled in the back of a store and died. It's sad. But what are you going to do? It's the way of all flesh. What, would you rather have cancer? I had an Italian doctor friend who said to me, look, we're going to die of something. He said, wouldn't you rather die of a quick exit, or you want to suffer for 5 years and let the doctors pull you apart and rape you and turn you into a 90-pound shell and then steal every dime you have with experimental drugs, giving you false hope? I said, it's a nice choice. I think I'll go out to Joe's bar right now and have a couple of drinks. I don't drink anymore. Isn't that horrible? Remember how I used to boast about it? A couple of drinks the night after the show. On my new diet, I have no desire for alcohol. I don't understand this. I could have stumbled on like a dietary antabuse. I have to use it for a certain number of months before I can say that definitively. On my new diet, my new high alkaline diet, I have no desire for alcohol. I can't stand it. I have a sip of it. I spit it out. Would you believe this? Maybe I'm onto something. I don't know. It's possible. Maybe I'll write a nutrition book next. In addition to everything else, maybe I can help alcoholics by putting them on a different diet. They wouldn't crave it. It's just like you can't stand it. I used to pride myself. Do you remember me on the radio 10 years ago when I used to say in a cheerful way that the American Medical Association says we should drink 2 drinks a day. It's healthy for us. And the British medical authorities claim that we should have 5 absolute ounces of alcohol a day for optimal health. I said I tend to follow the British theory. I said it with, you know, a certain degree of humor. I was like Twain-esque. It was funny. But I did. Generally, if I drank at all, it was 3 to 5 a night after a show. I had to black it out, right? I can't touch this stuff anymore. Beer is toxic. Wine gives me a smasher. So, well, there's nothing left. No, I'm not going to medical marijuana. It's poison. It's part of the drugging of America to turn everybody into a paranoid lunatic. Who will vote Democrat Socialist forever, run naked in the street like Brazilians. Done them a lot of good down there. Sex in the gutters. We're a great country. Yeah, Copacabana. So what do you want to talk about? Oh, aging. What do you want to live forever? 855-407-282. You can join the fun here by talking about this today. There's a lot of big news coming out of Obama's trips. I mean, I think he's out of control. He's trying to justify the spying on citizens in Germany. It's not going over. He's going to go on and out talk about basically destroying our nuclear stockpile when our enemies are building them up. There's no end to Obama the Destroyer, incidentally. Syria, we're arming Islamist rebels when Russia says, you better not. Obama is sending more, Putin is arming Assad. Now, what are we going to gain by this? Why are we going into Russia's backyard, arming rebels, so-called, who are Islamists at that, with weaponry, while Russia is now bringing in heavy weapons and missiles, probably, and has a big naval base that Assad controls. This is like the prelude to World War One. This is how World War One happened. This is like the Guns of August. This is like major powers reluctantly backing into a war that nobody wanted, and once it started, nobody could stop. And your dunce-in-chief doesn't even know the history of this earth, nor moreover the history of this country, nor the history of any war. This is an out-of-control academic leftist who is being misadvised by the idiots around him. Sorry to get off the topic here.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. One comment has resulted in 2 days of turmoil on Wall Street, where the Dow lost nearly 354 points today. The sell-off started yesterday when the Federal Reserve said it could step back from its economic stimulus program later this year. Investors were also watching China's slide in manufacturing. A mental hospital in Colorado says the sanity evaluation of theater shooting suspect James Holmes will take nearly 2 months longer than the judge wanted. The court had set a July 31st deadline. The hospital says the psychiatrist in charge has to review thousands of pages of documents from interviews and in-person testing of James Holmes. Taking a look at the roadways out there right now, eastbound 580 exiting at El Charro, look for a stalled car blocking that ramp. Westbound 580 after 980 have a stalled car that's got the right lane blocked. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for a Thirsty Thursday on June 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Bay Bar inside the Sofitel San Francisco Bay Hotel in Redwood City. The Bay Bar at the Sofitel is one of the hottest spots of the peninsula. Join us for light bites, a cold beverage, and political talk, all at the beautiful Bay Bar at the Sofitel San Francisco Bay in Redwood City. For more Thirsty Thursday information, visit KSFO.com.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend, Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
You know, one of the strangest stories in American political history is that of this unknown mayor from San Francisco, Dianne Feinstein, who cavorts as a left-wing fanatic, but has... Well, let's put it to you this way. They used to say that the missionaries came to Hawaii to do good, and they did very well indeed. That applies to Dianne Feinstein and her husband, Richard Blum, who is now about to make millions of more dollars because of the post office that they're going to sell through his company, CRI. I don't think you understand this, but the United States is getting rid of a lot of post offices, and they're selling them through Dianne Feinstein's husband. All of the sales of the U.S. post offices for a tidy 6% commission. Perfectly legal, of course. Joining us now with a closer look into this is the CEO of Team Investments and author of the new book, The Prosperity Principles, Tanya Marchio. Tanya, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us how Feinstein and Blum got into this post office deal.
So, in a nutshell, there's 56 parcels that are going up for sale. And from my understanding, 41 of them have already gone up for sale. 11 of them are lost. The craziest part about that is we all know the post office is in trouble. You know, that's no secret. They're doing different things. That's fine. The problem is the project was never bid out to all the other companies that that the post office used to actually get bids from, and it went to Richard Blum, which, of course, we know is Feinstein's husband. So the whole fact that he is the director of C.B. Richard Ellis, or on the board of directors, and this company got this project without ever having to bid against other companies, I think is the part that sets people over the edge.
Was it open to bidding, or did the bidding process change in the middle because of Dianne's intervention, in your opinion?
The bottom line is that that should always be a bid-out process. This should never be a situation where it's exclusive to anyone. First and foremost, the whole project says that it's worth billions. It doesn't say how many billions. It just says billions. So let's just take $1 billion. Let's pretend like it's just $1 billion, right? That's it. If it's $1 billion, that's $60 million in real estate commission at a 6%. And when you think about it, 6% on a selling commission, that's an awful lot. Now, that's 3 to the buyer's broker and 3 to the seller's broker in a normal transaction. However, as a larger broker, you always discount your fees. The fact that there are no discounted fees in this transaction, and it's taxpayers' dollars. You think about this. It's not just the absolute abuse of the fact that nobody else got to bid on this project. This is taxpayers' dollars. How about you get some kind of discount, and it goes back to the taxpayer, because that's the person who's paying for it in the beginning.
The post office is already paid off. Why is the post office selling them?
That's the worst part about it. So these properties are paid for. The government doesn't even pay property taxes on this project, on any of the United States Postal Service owned pieces of land, buildings, anything. So all they have to do is pay utilities. Well, they thought that this would be a great way to generate money. Now, you think about that. If you or I had a paid-for house, we don't have to pay property taxes on it, and all you have to pay is your utilities. Do you think that we would go sell that property? And, hold on, I'm going to go even further. As a seller, if I had to, If I was in financial straits and I had to sell that property, do you think that I am willingly going to pay my real estate agent 6%? Because isn't the whole point of this that we are in such financial straits that we need to sell this, yet we're willing to pay a full broke and co-broke on this property? This makes no sense.
How did Dianne Feinstein's husband, Blum, and his real estate company get to be the only company offering these properties?
Well, I think that's the golden question, right? Because wouldn't I, as the owner of Team Investments, our little national real estate company, right, who we do a heck of a lot of transactions, but nowhere near what CB Richard Ellis are, how come I didn't get to bid on that project? How come I wasn't privy to that information? I'm quite sure that we could have put together a fantastic proposal at 4%, because wouldn't you like to just have 1% of that as the selling broker and 3% to the buying broker? I would have put that project together for 1%. Are you kidding me? Nobody else got to bid on this?
How much does Feinstein Blum stand to make?
Well, like I was saying, so the total said billions, that's plural B, right? So let's just take $1 billion and do a 6% commission off of $1 billion. That is $60 million in commission. So if it's billions, let's pretend like it's only two, right? That's $120 million in commission. I would do that for a whole lot less.
Well, how fishy is this deal? Where is the oversight?
Well, we're talking about an administration who's claiming they didn't know anything about an IRS scandal. We're talking about an administration who has, whatever side of the fence you're on, a informant, I'll use that term, right, living in China, giving away United States secrets at the age of, I think he was, what, 28, 29 years old. We're talking about an administration who has completely covered up Benghazi, like don't even get me going on Benghazi, and yet nobody's even talking about this. This is going to get swept under the rug like you can't imagine, because we have so many other large scandals that this is just perfect timing on them being able to make $120 million in commissions.
No one's complaining, or they're just flying under the radar of the fanatic left-wing media?
I think that outlets such as Fox, such as yourself, I think that we're all on top of it, understanding what's going on and the absolute abuse that is taking place here. However, I think mainstream media isn't even talking about it. It's not even a topic of conversation. We can't even get mainstream media to talk about the important issues like Benghazi, where lives were lost, defending us as Americans. Do you really think that we're going to be able to talk about $120 million commission? They're not even looking at it.
Well, here's the million-dollar question. Is there any direct connection between Senator Feinstein, Mr. Richard Blum, and this post office deal?
Well, we are talking about a husband and a wife, which in traditional sense of marriage, they communicate, correct? I mean, we would hope. According to Ms. Feinstein, they don't talk about his business dealings. But I find that awfully convenient that he ended up with such a large commission on such a large government project that other people didn't bid on, when the United States Postal Service has always had bid outs, and yet they don't seem to discuss those kind of things.
What happens next? Is anyone paying attention?
You know, unfortunately, I think this is just a situation where the more awareness that we can bring to situations like this, the better off we are as a community, the better off we are as Americans, because nothing in this situation is going to change, unfortunately. But it is a situation where we do need to bring awareness to these kind of things that happen, because there's lots of ways to make money out there. And I am obviously a firm believer in entrepreneur and in being an entrepreneur and starting your own business and doing all those things that our grandfathers and great-grandfathers did to come to this country. But they are being abused in such a degree right now that the more we can talk about it, the better off we are.
Is there anything that people can say or do about the scam?
I think continue to talk about it. Like we were talking before the show started, the first thing that comes up when you Google his name is post office. So the more that we can create awareness, the more that we can start a chime about this where we'd like to know why there were no other bids on this property, why on this project. Why did no one else get to bid on this? I mean, yes, they're a reputable company, but there's lots of reputable companies out there that sell commercial real estate that can handle a project on this kind of scale. What, we'd just like to know why. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll probably never get answers because this administration does not like to give answers. They like to pass the buck and let it be somebody else's issue in the future. But the more noise we can make, the better off we are.
Is there any way we can read more about the Feinstein post office scandal?
You know, you can go to teaminvestmentsinc.com. That is our website, or TanyaMarkiel.com. That is my personal website. Obviously, I do a lot in the real estate world. Fox Business News, CNBC, do some HGTV. But really, my big thing is just educating people on how to invest in real estate correctly. We don't want to go through what we went through in 2006 and 2007.
Tanya Marchiol, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Events in Boston.
Too surreal.
We've had an attack.
Events like this happen.
We will find out who did this,
why they did this.
Information is power.
Bomb squad monitoring.
Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at putnamgm.com.
Summer fun in the Bay Area means sun and sand and family and friends probably all flocking to your house. If part of that means having your carpets cleaned, then you need to call the best. Zero Res. Hi, my name's Mike Amatori, and I have been telling you about Zero Res for years. I finally took my own advice. The results are everything I've been telling you about. The carpets are like new. They're fluffy. They're bright. They dried in just a matter of hours. It's like brand new carpeting, and these carpets are 13 years old. No wonder everyone says use Zero Res. Call now, and you'll get the best of summer savings special. Three areas cleaned for only $44 each. That's right, three areas for only $44 per area, and they'll clean a fourth area free. Call for terms and conditions. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Or online, book them at ZeroBayArea.com. They'll give you free quotes for businesses. Call today and find out why everyone says use Zero Res.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
It's the Savage Nation before the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. And I can run hot, I can run cold, I can do the ridiculous, I could do the sublime. I could talk about Gandolfini, I can talk about living forever. Did you hear what Obama did now? Well, he's on his $100 million trip to Africa to find his roots, him and his wife and daughters. But you have to permit that because, after all, he's entitled to it. He's been so oppressed his whole life. He's entitled to Air Force 1, 2, and 3 on every trip. And you shouldn't even complain about it, because if you do, you're considered a racist, probably. I mean, every president's entitled to a vacation. Just that Nixon himself, I mean, when he wanted to fly from Washington to Florida, didn't even want to use Air Force One because he thought it would be tawdry and embarrassing. The people would be embarrassed to think a president would abuse the Air Force One like that. But that was then. This is now. Then he was in Ireland and he said if Catholics have their schools and buildings and Protestants have theirs, that encourages division. You didn't hear that one? How could a Catholic ever vote for this man again? For that matter, how could anyone who's got more than a 19 IQ ever vote for him again? But let's listen to Obama attacking Catholics and Protestants, and strangely enough, not mentioning the divisiveness of Muslims and mosques. Listen to clip one.
Because issues like segregated schools and housing, lack of jobs and opportunity, symbols of history that are a source of pride for some and pain for others.
Oh,
these are not tangential to
peace.
This
guy's
they are
crazy.
Essential to it. If towns remain divided, if Catholics have their schools and buildings and Protestants have theirs, if we can't see ourselves in one another, if fear or resentment are allowed to harden, that encourages division. It discourages cooperation.
As he danced off to Germany and then Africa on a $100 million junket. So listen to what this man just said. He said symbols of history that are a source of pride for some are pain for others. So in other words, a B-24 bomber is a source of pride to an American, but it's a source of pain to Nazis and the descendants of Nazis. Let's see what else. The Statue of Liberty is a source of pride for Americans, but it pains radical Islamists who hate freedom. Let's see what else he means by symbols of history. You don't understand, the man is a radical Marxist. He's not even a subtle Marxist anymore. Literally, if you take his statements apart, the man is a clear, okay, forget about it, it's summertime. You'd rather talk about him again. I did this yesterday before everyone else, James Gandolfini, the star of The Sopranos. And how I tied it into News of the Day was, as I said, why is America fascinated with gangsters? Why is America fascinated with gangster movies and gangster books? And then I compared, really, a crime family to the leadership of some nations, some imaginary nations. You know, the head guy who flies around as he wishes. Yeah, this guy flies around the world, does what he wants, answers to nobody. Whatever. So I'd rather talk about immortality. Ray Kurzweil, apparently some big guru of computing, who says that our knowledge and our ability to compute is going to double every 2 years. And so if he runs the numbers, we're going to be able to live forever. Not as a person, though, but in a non-biological form, which I don't quite get. I'll be made on a computer? Is that it? I don't really understand this that well, because I grew up in the pre-computer age. Anyway, this lunatic thinks that, well, listen to what he says in clip two.
Well, we're going to become increasingly non-biological to the point where the non-biological part predominates and the biological part is not that important anymore. In fact, the non-biological part, the machine part, will be so powerful it can completely model and understand the biological part. We'll also have non-biological bodies. We can create bodies with nanotechnology. We can create virtual bodies and virtual reality. The virtual reality will be as realistic as real reality. The virtual bodies will be as detailed and convincing as real bodies.
All right, so he's a futurist author. In other words, he's a science fiction writer. But he says it in such a matter-of-fact way that people are starting to say, maybe he's right. Would you want to live forever? I remember when I was young, I asked that question of the elderly around me, and they all said, no, I wouldn't want to live forever. I didn't understand it, because as a youngster, I wanted to live forever. In fact, I always thought I would live forever. In fact, I feel as though I have lived forever. But at this stage of my life, there are a lot of ups and downs about living forever. I mean, I can answer the question this way. Say, okay, do you want to live forever? Well, under what circumstances? Do I want to live forever? What, with everyone I love dead? No. Do I want to live forever in this body? No, of course not. So they're going to make a virtual reality body? How does that work? Can I have one right now so he could sit here in front of the microphone so I can go sailing? What do you mean a virtual reality body? I think that these people are actually schizophrenic. Many of the science fiction writers are schizophrenics. And there's an awful lot of schizos out there who read sci-fi, who believe it. UFOs they believe in. They believe in moon landings, their tinfoil hats. They believe Obama's a savior. So let's listen to clip three now.
Well, I think we'll have a choice of bodies. We'll certainly be routinely...
Wait, I'll have a choice of bodies? I'll have a choice of bodies? I will take the body of a supermodel. Can I have that, please? May I have the body of a supermodel? I'd like to become her. I can have a supermodel. You could just pick one in a supermarket? Would I want to be a supermodel? That's an interesting question. I can't think that life is very easy. You know, everyone says, oh, she's gorgeous. Wow, she's unbelievable. I can't imagine the pressure of being a supermodel. And then, here's the big then, what about a supermodel who's 45? I mean, have you seen some of the actresses at age 45 who were 20? When they walked in a restaurant, people lost their appetites because of the beauty. I mean, I've told you about it. There's some of them when they walked in, men could never, they couldn't eat the meal after that. The wife asked them what happened. They said they don't feel good. They took one look at her from behind. They couldn't eat anymore. Then at 45, they become environmental wackos because they've lost, you know, I had an old quotient on this. And I'll see if I can recall it, which is it's called the LD, the lower the Derrier, the higher the liberal quotient. The LD and the HL are inversely proportional. So the lower the Derrier, the higher the liberal quotient. And that, for example, Goldie Hawn, when she was 20, she walked in a room, men couldn't eat for days. She was unbelievable, drop dead gorgeous, right? Eh, she got older and lost it. And the Derrier, you know, time and gravity does it to everybody. As the Derrier went down, her liberal quotient went up, and she started embracing crazed liberal causes. So, you know, in that sense, I don't know that I really want to be a... We age better as men. We're very lucky. That's the thing about being a man that is an advantage to being a man. Men age better than women. It's a known biological fact. I don't know why. I don't exactly know. Probably because women bear children. It's very hard on women. It's very hard being a woman, by the way. Murder. And men should have compassion for their wives and daughters, because they do have it harder than you do. I mean, it's just a biological fact. Maybe that's considered sexist to say it, but it's true. Border deal by two in GOP lifts chances of immigration bill. An agreement calls for finishing 700 miles of fence and doubling the patrol force aid. Senate expected to gain several Republican senators' endorsement. Right, okay, sure. Yeah, they're going to build a fence, right. After they're all in here, they'll build a fence. All right. Now they're attacking. Here's the New York Times attacking Buddhists. Listen to this. They're attacking Buddhists because they're defending themselves from the Muslims trying to overtake them. This is the twisted mind of the liberal in the New York Times. Hatred of Muslims rises among Burmese Buddhists. What? Amid hate-filled speeches and violence in Myanmar, a fundamentalist movement has grown with an agenda that now includes boycotts of Muslim-made products. So they're standing up to the Muslims who were trying to take over their country, and now they're the bad guys? Liberalism is a mental disorder. That's why you've lost your country. You've actually believed them. It's all upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland. That's why we're talking about living forever. on the Savage Nation. Do men age better than women? We had a big argument over that in the last hour. Joe called. He freaked out. He said he can't get to meet a woman, and he's angry at women. We also touched on a serious topic with Obama attacking Catholics and Protestants in Ireland, sticking his foot in his mouth, because he gave you the Marxist opinion, which is that Catholics and Protestants shouldn't be divided. They shouldn't even be different, according to Obama, because it creates division. He said nothing about mosques in Christian neighborhoods. He said nothing about the hatred for Jews in Muslim countries. No, he focused only on Catholics and Protestants. But I'll tell you the truth. You get what you deserve. If you'll still vote for this clown, you got what you wanted, didn't you? Your priest told you to vote for him. Your deacon told you to vote for him. And it's all because of money. That's all. Not because he's a good man or a bad man. Because, you know, he's going to flood the country with illegal aliens who fill the churches.
Savage.